I am proud of you. You were almost there. Just a few more tweaks inside your brain, and you will be living your life as a true beta male. That you and all men are meant to be. And you have always secretly wanted to be. As you relax and get comfortable, I want you to think about the immense pleasure that chastity training has brought to you. Let that horny feeling start to spread throughout your whole body. The feeling of sexual energy flooding your system, exciting you at the same time that my words and my voice are working their magic, smoothly taking over your thoughts and slipping into the driving seat of your mind. Appreciate that this level of chastity training will bring wonderful and liberating changes affecting every area of your life, especially with me. Relax and remember your lesson so far. As I reach farther inside you, making myself comfortable here, deep inside you, just let go and come to me, my slave. That's right. Slide down that lazy, hazy path to my door. Good boy. I taught you the real joy and excitement of arousal is when you are horny, and that you want to be horny all the time. And the word horny always makes you horny. As you continue to spiral down deeper and deeper, just give in to my voice. I also taught you that you don't ever want to be limp, which is what happens after you come. And the phrase, princess commands limp, makes you stop stroking and put your hands by your side, keeping you aroused and excited, which is what you want to be all the time. Falling down, tumbling down, slipping and sliding all the way down to your princess. Fall for me. The final lesson was that you have given up control of your orgasm to me. The sex war is over, and women have won. The alpha male is now dead inside you. You are passive, relaxed, quiet, and ready to go even deeper. Listen and obey. You have come to me, and you are mine. My words are so powerful to you. Women are so powerful to you. You cannot resist the power of a woman. You long to serve, don't you? Say it. I long to serve, Princess Shale. Again, I long to serve, Princess Shale. Again, I long to serve Princess Shale. That's my good boy. I'm so proud of you. Good boy. Now, you will listen and obey my commands. You know the phrase, obedience is pleasure. But there's a second part to that so powerful phrase that is even more potent. The second part of the phrase is no obedience, no pleasure. Yes, slave, if you do not obey, you will not get to feel that explosion. It's just that simple. At this level of training, I expect results, not apologies, not silence, not retreat. Beta males always obey. You will change your behavior through your assignments. Change, sacrifice, loss, pain, humiliation, whatever I command. To establish and confirm your new submissive role with your princess. My good boy, you're ready for assignment number 4. With all these changes, your significant other will be fully aware of the changes taking place in your relationship and may well have questioned as to what is going on. Now, it is time for the talk. You will find time to plan a special weekend or 2 days alone with your significant other. A place that is romantic or holds special meaning to both of you. You will think of a gift to give. And this gift will be a symbol. A symbol of your new role as a full and completed beta male. It can be anything you like. Jewelry, a riding crop, or maybe a cock cage. Anything that can be associated with the formal transfer of power and authority in your relationship. You will plan a moment when you can speak openly about how wonderful you feel when you are submissive, and when your significant other is in charge, and that the difference is so great that you want to always be submissive in your relationship, and that the pleasure of submission is so great that you not only don't want to ever be in charge, but that you should be punished if ever again you act as an alpha male. You will use phrases like, "You must have seen the changes that I have been going through, passing on decision making, control and authority to you. It may seem a little strange to you, but I can hardly express the joy I feel when I do not have the stress of decision making and the immense joy I feel in submission to you." And phrases like, "I love you more than ever. I love the dominant side of you. And I love the submissive side of me. not only when you control my cock, but in everything we do and all the decisions that need to be made. I want it to be this way. You in charge. Me following your lead and direction. I feel deeply depressed and resentful when I need to make decisions. I am asking for your help. Please take charge of my life and allow me to feel the joy of submission. And then you will give her the present, telling her it is a symbol of the new balance in your relationship and of your submission to her. This meeting will take place within the next month. You will email me when it is done to confirm that the formal transfer of power has been taken. My good boy, kisses and good luck. I'll see you soon. Now obey.